Welcome to Fantastic Females, our adventure to finding the mythical island of freedom together. I'm Kalyani.
And I'm Rupali. We are your next door finance experts sharing our experiences in the world of money and energetics.
Welcome everyone to today's episode. It's a money matters episode with the question of, am I too old? Is it too late? And this is something that I suppose we are coming across more and more as we are in our mid-30s. And when you're in your 20s, mid-30s feel really far away and feel really old, but it comes up on you quicker than you were ready for it. And for all the good things as well, right? Like we're much more confident as people. We know what we're doing.
You're more clear.
But then in terms of finances, there's a lot of chat in general about starting early, about FIRE, which is retiring early, which we've covered in a separate episode. But compounding your gains by starting early is a big conversation. And when this conversation goes on and on in all forms of media, then people in their 40s, 50s, 60s feel like they're left out and feel FOMO, which is horrible to feel on a factor that they can't go back on, they can't go back in time.
And actually, is age just an excuse to not do anything?
Maybe.
I mean, that's something I suppose that you could consider for yourself also. Are you feeling that you're too old to do anything because you'd rather not?
Yeah, maybe. Or you just don't want to invest that time and energy into finding things that could actually still work for you. Because this is not an absolute truth, right? Do we not know anyone who's made it big when they started on, let's say, an entrepreneurial journey or an investing journey after 35?
Yeah, no, I mean,
we know so many good examples.
Exactly. Some examples are the founder of Zoom, Eric Yuan, that was he was 41 when he founded it. Mm. So not everyone has to be 19 and Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes.
But there's so many other businesses. The founder of Roblox was 41, which is such a big company now. There's the, you know, Stan Lee created his first hit comic Fantastic Four just at 39.
Oh, so
There's so many people that are even actually in their 50s, 60s, 70s that have created empires.
Yeah, exactly. I know someone personally who is one of the richest people in his country. I won't give too many details. He was an accountant until he was about 39, 40 when he started his entrepreneurial journey. He's in the top 10 richest people's list from his country. So you could, and he's probably about, 70, 75 now.
Wow.
So you could have a great success story, and why not put focus on that? Why not put more weight on that instead of kind of being in this, I missed out?
Yeah, I think it's interesting so, because even like books like Ikigai tell you that, you know, the Japanese live happy long lives because their minds are engaged up until much later in life. And so
I haven't read that book actually.
So that's a big factor of their, you know, well-being, and, you know, that's kind of something that would help you remain sane. So you see a lot of people that are fine and healthy and great for as long as they're working, and when they retire, they're really lost, they wilt away, like you said.
Yeah.
But actually, there's a benefit of finding something late, of being the founder of something late, as long as it's aligned with what you'd like to do in life.
Yeah. So let's talk about what are some of the practical steps that if you're, let's say, a 45-year-old and you feel like you've missed out on the benefits of starting early, compounding, etc. What can you do, let's say, as a 45-year-old that can still secure your future?
Well, I would think that I put a lot of value on doing what means something to me. Mm. So if it's something I'm passionate about, so I would encourage that person to understand what they're passionate about instead of jumping onto the next idea that comes their way. Once you figure out which broad direction you're passionate about, upskilling yourself is no big deal in today's world.
Yeah.
It's very easy, it's accessible, and by that age, you likely have the basic skills required to start anything you'd like to.
Yeah.
It's just about fine-tuning it and working towards it creating a support system, networking, meeting the people that would help you along the way. There's no right answer, I feel. What do you think?
Yeah, so you mean to say basically align your primary revenue source to something that you actually enjoy doing.
Yeah.
So you don't see it as a chore, number one, mindset-wise, but also with that passion, then you're able to earn more and save more. And it just brings that inflow, I suppose. Because that's definitely what we've seen, right? Yeah, I definitely agree with what you said in terms of setting up your primary revenue source and in terms of having secondary sources or passive income, as has become the buzzword these days. There are so many options of what you could be doing, and each of them have their own kind of risk tolerance. And if you're more desperate about creating a pot, then you kind of make that decision and take riskier options, I suppose. Mm. Equip yourself, spend that extra amount of time to get really good at it, whether it's the stock markets, whether it's crypto from a couple of years ago, or selling on Amazon, having kind of gigs on Fiverr, whatever it is that rocks your boat.
And we've actually got an episode that we recorded saying, where do I start?
Yes.
That's where you can start, actually.
Yeah. We will link all of these episodes in the show notes so that you can easily refer to them.
And we've got a tool that's called 4-Step Action Kit for Investing Beginners, which is free. Go onto our website. We'll link it on the show notes too. So.
Exactly. And I think lack of knowledge is not something that you can use as an excuse anymore in 2023. So, lack of commitment may be an excuse. Lack of time often comes up as an excuse as well in terms of day-to-day timings, right? We're not talking about the age conversation now. So day-to-day time management often comes up for busy people. But anything you give priority to, you're able to find time for. That could be sitting on Instagram scrolling through reels for 45 minutes on the toilet seat, or spending time talking to your loved ones, or spending that extra time sleeping, or spending that extra time on your job, which you kind of give that importance to. So I 100% tend to believe that if this is priority, you will find time for it from your day. Everyone has the same 24 hours. And
yeah.
That's that. I mean, tough love on this.
Yeah, time and age may be used as an excuse. But if you don't want to go ahead and do something, then that's fine. But if you feel like you want to, then just check in with yourself. Am I using the lack of time as an excuse? Or what's happening here? And also the age. Am I scared of failing? And I'm linking it back to age.
Yeah, so taking it back to now the markets and kind of financial systems that you could practically use, if you know your risk tolerance and if you've done a little bit of research, you could possibly be playing around with a small amount, starting with a small amount with options that tends to kind of magnify gains and losses. But hopefully you'll be able to come to a point where you're gaining from your knowledge and your practice. Or you could find leveraged funds that once again magnify your gains, losses in the negative sense. And so many other options that would kind of hedge your risks, plus make the most of volatility in the market, etc., etc. So once you know that this is your goal, that by 60 or 70 you want to be in a certain place, then it's easy to work backwards. And also something that I find quite lacking around this conversation is there's almost too much emphasis on saving, especially from a young age. But while you're young, you also want to have amazing experiences. So hopefully by 45, 50, wherever you are in your life, 60, 70 even, you feel that hopefully by the time you're listening to this conversation and wherever you are in terms of age in your life and your savings, hopefully you do feel some sort of satisfaction in terms of how you've spent your money instead of even doubting that, because then that is a slippery slope that you could go down. But hopefully all your spending has shown results in a positive way. So that should bring you some sort of satisfaction as well. And then whatever you're able to do from now on, from today onwards, is all adding to it. It's all a bonus.
Yeah, it's all linked back to retirement and the mindset around retiring and then having, you know, enjoying life after retirement versus enjoying it on the way as well as after retirement. And
yeah,
so these things and anything Kalyani and I speak about on this podcast, we're very passionate about making the most of today as well as setting yourself up for the future.
Yes, very much. Both are equally important. And in terms of, once again, practical tools, finance knowledge, compounding is often used in relation to this age conversation. And Warren Buffett might be one of the examples often quoted. He started at the age of 11 because his father was involved in the financial markets already. And he's probably nearing 80 now. Correct me if I'm wrong, Rupali. But 85% of his fortunes were accumulated after the age of 60.
Mm.
And until then, he was rich, but not to the extent that he is now. But also, I'm not sure if that adds any additional value to his life.
No, I think beyond a certain level,
yeah,
it's all kind of just money, right?
Yeah. So if you're able to have a comfortable life, then that's what you're here to live. And why should you kind of give yourself any grief about anything? And the practical angle that I wanted to bring up here was, whatever you are able to start with today, it'll be better than feeling horrible about not starting earlier and wasting, let's say, the next year.
Yes.
Complaining about it. So you've wasted even more time in essence instead of starting from where you were. Because every year you could, in effect, triple your money if you're able to earn about 8 to 10% of your investments on a monthly basis.
Yes. So
and
start
that is
from where you are with what you have.
Yes. Which is access to information available to everyone in this economy and any amount of funds, because it'll lead to some sort of growth.
Yes, Kalyani runs Trading Mom. She's got some amazing courses and resources for anyone that's interested in passive income investing.
Yes.
And with real practical steps that are specific to what you would need. So,
yes, check my website out, check my socials out. I'll link them in the show notes as well. Thank you for the conversation today, and we'll see you next week.
So please share this podcast, leave your reviews, your comments to support us on our journey. We are so passionate about making your lives more abundant with this information.
So with that, we bring this episode of Our Financial Adventure to an end. Please follow us on all social media platforms at Fantastic Females.
None of the information provided is financial advice, and Fantastic Females is not a financial advisor.
The information provided is educational only. It is general in nature and does not take into account your personal circumstances.
Please use your own due diligence before making any financial or investment decisions.